Jabber, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm the queen.
And welcome to the show.
Woo, we're back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a minute since the Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen crew has been online. So it's like May.
Yeah, May.
So
really? It seems longer.
It's also been that long, probably since I've podcasted as well, because Game of Thrones, I think, ended before that with Jay, Jack, and Nick, so it's been a minute since I've been behind the microphone.
Are you going to be able to finish this podcast? Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah, is your stamina quite up to it?
I have to see if I can do it. But if my wife...
Rumor on the street is you don't have any stamina at all.
Well, if my wife can go through surgery this week and still podcast this
week. I'm fine.
Yeah, but she's a trooper.
She is. She's way stronger than I am.
You're a pooper.
I am a party pooper. If there's a party pooper in the Glatfelter household here, it is me. I will admit
it's generally me.
Party pooper?
Yeah, no, that's you.
That's me. Yeah, come on.
I couldn't even lie that way for Jay. There's no way.
I was trying to be nice.
I still remember going to Disney World. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for bed.
Listen,
that
man,
was
gotta...
you in Disney. But you know what? To be fair, Disney's tiring. If you aren't in great shape.
To be fair, he was the only one.
That's okay. True.
Well, I am energized for this season of Survivor. The Island of the Idols, say that 10 times fast. A new approach, new concept, and according to our good friend Mike Bloom, who was on set interviewing the cast for a Parade magazine online, says this is a really fun cast. So we are here for our preview episode 00 of season 12. And in these episodes, Jack, Colleen, and I look through the cast. If there are videos, we'll watch them. We had a tough time trying to find videos. I think on their Twitter, there seemed to be some of the cast. But so if there isn't, we're just going to base it off of their kind of spec sheet. And we're going off of EW.com's one. And we'll put a link to this.
I didn't know about that. I'm on the CBS app.
Oh, if you go, Jack, we posted it to our Facebook chat if you want to play along.
Let me just click over there right as of now.
Dun, dun, dun. And so we will go through this new cast. They look like a fun cast, and it'll be interesting to see how this concept plays out. So I guess, you know, based on the previews, Boston Rob is back.
Yay.
The Queen is back, and Sandra. And they're going to be, I guess, mentors to these new survivors. Before we get into the cast, what are our thoughts on this concept? Most of the time, these things kind of fizzle out pretty quick 4 weeks in once you have the merge. But will this one be one of those gimmicks that lasts throughout the whole season and still be good throughout the whole season? Or will it very quickly be lame and kind of phased out of the game?
Personally, I'm hoping it's going to be better than Ghost Island, because that was a twist. I liked the cast for that, but that was a twist that definitely did not really land well, in my opinion.
That's fair.
The only reason Edge of Extinction was not horrible last season, especially given who won, which was controversial, but was the only reason that Edge of Extinction was tolerable was because of Queen Reem. Otherwise, that probably would have been a gimmick that, you know, kind of fell flat. So I don't know. At least we know that Rob and Sandra know how to play it for the cameras. And at the very least, they'll give us some entertaining moments, I'm pretty sure.
Because it's really been since, Brains versus Bronze versus Beauty, right? Was that that was the last time there was, a pretty cool concept that kind of worked throughout the whole season.
Because you had Tony.
Right? We had Tony. You had, the Brains team that had a whole
Debbie.
No, Debbie.
Debbie was the second one. Yeah, she was Brains, Brown, Reedy too.
Who's the girl that you really like? The redhead, lawyer. You love her.
What? Who? Cass.
There you go.
Cass. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking last
Chaos
season
Cass.
Victoria.
No,
I'm like
the Brains versus Brown. Versus
yeah.
Beauty.
No, Chaos Cass. That was when you had Jatia.
Burnt the rice.
Tasha's first
season. Spencer.
Spencer.
for hire.
Tony. I mean, you had a lot that season, a lot going on, and the whole concept played throughout. So I think that was the last time.
Well, I would argue that because Second Chances was after that, and I really liked Second Chances.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm okay. You're right, but that was probably the last one that I really remember is like being a gimmick that worked till the end.
Can I offer my opinion on the problem with I think these two people giving advice? You have Sandra, who never won any challenges, didn't really work that hard at camp, was nasty to everybody, but somehow won.
Isn't that the way to do it? Get the maximum amount of money for the little effort possible?
I get that, but most people, for whatever reason,
that's
most
the American
people,
way, Jack.
If you treat people like crap and you
survivor capitalism
nasty
edition.
And you're lazy and you don't win the challenges, you don't win. So I don't know if she's going to be able to tell anybody this is how what you should be doing. And then you have Rob, who only won because he was given.
Woo! We are starting out this. I mean, there are a whole bunch of people that are really excited. They just turned this on.
who were useless and didn't really want to win the game, and every challenge was a puzzle challenge, and he won. So, I think the best thing is that with these two people, they're not afraid to say what's on their mind.
Yeah.
And it might be entertaining when they talk about a survivor. With like they'll have a confessional. This guy's an idiot, or you know, whatever it is. That'll be the fun part. But I honestly, I'm being serious. I don't. Know if these two players could give, because they're very unique players. Even Rob is not a person that if he doesn't like you, he lets you know it.
Yeah, and that's where it was interesting in kind of seeing some of the few previews that the official CBS Survivor YouTube page had, where like Jeff Probst pitched this season as essentially, you know, we wanted to get Boston Rob back somehow, but he said he's not going to come back to play. So how do we still get him back here? And this was like the solution is having him be a mentor or whatever. And then, of course, you bring back Sandra, who is great TV.
Yeah, think of it like Cochran on the boat, only way better.
But why did we need Boston Rob back again?
Because Jeff likes him. That's why.
At this point in probably Jeff's career and being a producer on the show, he's like, I'm just going to do what makes me happy, and this is what makes him happy.
Well, you would 39 seasons in, I guess he could pretty much do whatever he wants.
I mean, I don't hate Boston Rob. I mean, I liked him. I've always liked him, but I'm not to be upset if he's not on.
Well, here's the thing with this. I think you're right, Jack, where these two are good TV. They're going to speak their mind. And from a mentor's perspective, and just like Jeff is great at, you know, calling people out and stuff like that. And I think they are probably the best picks if you're looking for people to be that mentor, to be that person kind of.
I would have gone with Debbie and Chaos Cast.
Debbie and Chaos Cast. No, they should have brought Ceri back.
Ceri or hey. For you, Colleen, we could have brought Queen Reem in there. I think just as effective.
But Ceri, the problem with Ceri though is she's very likable. If you're not likable, I don't think you can play her game. Why didn't they bring Richard Hatch back?
I don't think Richard Hatch wants anything to do with.
But if you're going to look
Survivor.
At players that know how
really?
To play,
I don't know.
I'd love for him to come back.
He's not coming
season.
Back.
I know
this.
He's not, but I would hope or wish he would. But anyway. Regardless.
Well, the IRS won't let him come back.
Let's dig into this cast. But before we dig into the cast, we want to take a moment to have a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Oh man, that was a fantastic commercial. Really brought the.
Speaking of bringing them, you're really bringing the dad podcaster jokes, aren't you?
Wow.
You've reached that age.
That's so funny.
Like, wow, you really like the sound of your own voice.
I do.
So
somebody's got to.
Anyway, I do work with really young people now, and it's for the first time in my life I'm the oldest person, like for people that I work with, and it's really, really weird. But anyway, neither here nor there.
I did want to say something. This EW page you guys brought me up to.
Yeah.
There are three people. They don't have their names on there, but they all have great hair. I don't know who they are, but they all have three great hair.
Well, we're about to find out who they
are. Is that hair envy, Jack?
It is hair envy.
You know, but that's the thing. Like, do you think people with hair have an advantage versus no hair? Because, I mean, really, if you're out there, it's like a Cochran without sunscreen. I mean...
Well, yeah, it's a huge advantage because people, again, I keep saying this, but people automatically assume since you're bald, you're evil. So
Ooh,
they don't want
to. Had a little touch of a Boston accent slip in there. Did you hear that? You heard it too.
So you're bald, you're evil.
You're bald, you're evil.
No, he was like, you had a little touch of.
So,
oh my God, that was weird.
You know what I see?
The car in the garage.
It did.
You know what I would see if I saw, you know, a bald person look like Jack Beck? You know, I bet he doesn't remember the passwords to any of his accounts.
No.
No, you'd be like, he looks happy.
Anyway, all right. First up here is.
Oh, let me hit slide.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, again, for those that don't remember what we do, this is the preseason pick'em where we decide if this person is going to be – if they'll be pre-merge boot, we'll make it to the merge and beyond, or make it to the final three. There is no limitation to how many pre-merges versus merges that we do just to make it easier, but we do limit the amount of final threes to – three picks. And then for each of these that we get right, and this, if I remember this correctly, this is how we have decided and done it. For each one we do get right, when they do get booted, you get a point per.
Should we remind people who won last year?
Jack, for the first time.
There you go.
Ran away with it. With 25 points or 25 tallies. Colleen came up in second with 10. And I really stunk it up last season with only 7 tallies. Really bad.
Yeah,
really
it wasn't great.
But that's all right. You know what? I've won several times, I feel. And this was Jack's first time. So I'm still feeling okay with my overall performance.
I believe I have the most wins, though.
Do you, though? I feel like I do.
I think I do.
But no one remembers who won in the past. It's who won the last one.
So we'll go through the entire cast now for the preseason picks. Again, if you're right, 1 point per. We do, as the judge and jury of this game, I do allow side bets if you want to call certain shots. If you feel so inclined and to wager tallies on that.
All right, we'll bring it. Let's do it.
Kelly Kim, age 29, Newport Beach, California.
Another college soccer player.
Harvard varsity soccer teams. How many times is she going to refer?
Oh, I was like, Harvard. I was like, oh, but it says MBA student.
Hobbies: Settlers of Catan, great game, skiing and soccer.
Never played it.
Hates mayonnaise. Don't like whipped cream.
With a passion.
She hates mayonnaise, but she's most like Kelly Wentworth. What? Just kidding.
So we'll see how she plays out. And who wants to go first?
Wait, I have a little nitpick here. She says the Survivor contestant she's most like is Kelly Wentworth because she's athletic and gets along with people, and we almost have the same name. That's like me being like, I like Parvati because we almost have the same shade of brown hair.
Listen, don't be beating up Kelly on this one, okay? Kelly Kim, I think there was a video. This one seems to be.
Oh yeah, she's getting voted out early. I'm saying pre-merge. I'm saying first out.
Colleen's going first, I'm guessing, and
hates mayo. She doesn't like whipped cream, vanilla frosting, or sour cream. I love all of those things. We would not get along.
Well, none of that will be on the island.
That's true.
So,
well, Jack, I'll let you go next here. Colleen says pre-merge. Jack, where are you landing here?
Well, I'm assuming she's – why am I getting feedback?
Yeah, you're fine here. You sound good.
Okay. I'm assuming she's smart because she went to Harvard. She must be athletic because she played soccer. Now, obviously, she played for the Harvard soccer team, so she's not like –
is that really a soccer team? No.
Oh.
It's probably like a club soccer team. Yeah. It's like, you know, if you can afford it, you can play. I'm kidding. If you're listening and you're on the Harvard soccer team, hey, you went to Harvard. I'm proud of you. Okay, you made it to Harvard.
You know how you know somebody went to Harvard? They'll tell you 10 times.
At least she's not on the UCLA crew team.
Hey-o.
Somebody out there gets that joke, that reference.
You know who does? Oh. Felicity Huffman. Oh.
No, Laura Loughlin's daughter.
Yeah, and
that's right.
She just cheated on the exam. She had the proctor change her daughter's test answers.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Laura Loughlin full on was like, let's pose for a photo shoot for a sport that you've never played before.
Moving on, Jack.
Allegedly.
But Jack, really.
Kelly Keem.
I'm going to say merge because she's athletic and smart. And like I said, unless there's someone from Yale, she'll probably get along. Because you know how people from Yale and Harvard do not get along.
Is that a thing? I didn't know.
It's a thing because they just don't like each other because each one is – they're both pretty snobbish.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They don't like anybody who's, you know, not from there.
Sure, sure. All right. I'm
just making stuff up. But
sure, that's fine. You can. It's whatever.
Match. Winchester always got mad when someone would say, you a Yale man? Harvard.
Oh, well, I'm going to say pre-merge. Just in terms of videos, what I've seen, what little bit that I have seen, I just don't know if her personality is going to mesh well. But, you know, prove me wrong, Kelly Kim. Prove me wrong. All right, next up, Ronnie.
A-E-L-L-I.
Ronnie Barda, age 35, from Brockton, Mass. I don't know if that's just outside Boston or not.
So he's a masshole.
But currently lives in Nevada, Henderson, and is a pro poker player.
Remember the last time that we had a pro poker player, he went out first, didn't he?
It was early. Yeah, I think you're right. It was early. It's the whole time.
The GM of the Marlins went first. The poker player went second.
Yeah, you're right. But still, it's like, anyways. Holding the world record for most consecutive cashes in the World Series of Poker main event. Also getting my dad out of Brockton and buying him a place in Henderson, Nevada. Is that something to be proud of?
A lot less snow in Henderson, Nevada.
I guess, but like Nevada's kind of, I don't know.
I think the radioactivity is gone. Hasn't it passed from the...
Sure. It only has a half-life of 5,000 years.
I think the ground's safe now. Dad, plant some roses back here.
No, plant some little fruit garden in the backyard. It's fine. Hobbies, kickboxing.
My fruit's glowing.
Here's the thing, though. Kickboxing, beatboxing. What's one thing we wouldn't know? And hiking. What's one thing we wouldn't know from seeing a photo of you that I'm musically inclined? Listen, saying you're beatboxing does not mean you're musically inclined. I'm sorry.
That's actually not true.
I didn't know that.
And Survivor contestant, you're most like Jeremy Collins. Oh, come on now. Don't put yourself up into that.
Because he's charismatic, loyal, compassionate, and plays so well strategically in my coach. Okay.
Well, Jack, you are up first here. Where are you putting?
Yeah, I got it. The poker player's gone.
Pre-merge?
Pre-merge.
I'm saying pre-merge as well. This guy, sorry, brah.
I
ain't feeling your vibe.
I'll give poker face. I'll say he's at the merge. Makes the merge. I'll switch up some of the points here.
Okay. Next up is Chelsea Walker.
Chelsea Walker.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Yeah, and this is the one I think Jeff said like was in the pipeline, one of the longest in the pipeline in terms of trying to get on the show, I believe.
She's only 21.
Or has been trying since she was 21, but I think Jeff said like for a long time just couldn't make the cut, but this time she finally did. Really hungry.
So now she's 40.
She's 26, so 5 years. That's a long time. That's longer than you made an effort.
When I was 21. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said she was 21.
But Chelsea Walker seemed to kind of really have a gist of the game, and I'm going to say she at least she'll either flame out quick or she'll at least make it to the merge. I'm saying merge. Colleen, that means you are up next.
She says she's most like Kelly Wentworth and Parvati. So sure, I'll say she makes the merge.
Okay. I'm going to say merge just because it looks like she gives a Larry David reference. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. So I'm going to go with that. All
right. She does because she says the line before that she watches Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Really? Where was that at?
Literally the line right above the one that you read.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking down at the beach, soccer, rooting for Philly sport. Oh, rooting for Philly sports team. They booed Santa Claus. And Curb Your Enthusiasm. Okay, got it. Now I see it.
She's got to be your top three now, Jack.
Nope, I'll stick with merge.
Merge. All right. Next one up, Dean Kowalski, 28, Westfield, New Jersey, lives in New York in tech sales. We saw this person. There's a video on him on the Twitter feed. Very kind of unique, march to the beat of his own drum, individual, Could be endearing, could be annoying. Colleen, you got the first pick.
Well, his hobbies are basketball, crafts, and DJing.
Really,
he
likes
scrapbooking. That's what I need.
That's
to know.
You know, anytime anybody says crafts, I just automatically replace it with scrapbooking in my head.
That was what I did.
Yeah, I know, right?
I said, "What a loser!"
Oh,
dang! Shots fired.
That is harsh.
Cross the bow.
Okay, you have seen my scrapbooking process. It comes together in the end, okay?
It doesn't, but I'm, you know.
Jack has walked into the house where I've had things like spread out everywhere, and he'll be like, okay, I'm going to leave now with your kids.
I didn't know there was a tornado came through Raleigh today, but anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like, ugh. You know, we have extra rooms in this house. Can I just make one of those your scrapbooking room just so I don't have to see this?
Oh, ever? Whatever. Okay, I am.
Come on. What's
yeah,
you got?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll say pre-merge.
Pre-merge. Okay. Jack, where do you land?
Let's see. Achieving high success rate of all Miami Algebra 1 teachers for students passing. So basically, just goes, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, Algebra 1? Who gives a crap? I'm sorry.
That's wait, what is in Algebra 1?
And to be fair, it's Miami. Florida man. I'm going to go. I'll say merge. He makes the merge.
Okay.
Okay, just so you know, Algebra 1 is commonly taught in ninth grade.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who gives a crap?
Geometry is 10th.
You're 28
Algebra
years
2
old.
Is 11th.
You're 28 years old and you're still touting this as your best accomplishment?
Math is hard, okay? Can't do math. You can't do math.
But I did Algebra 1. I got an A.
I do basic math in my head. I'm a whiz.
Oh,
I don't even need a calculator.
Dean, you were a like dark horse final three pick for me until that BS. So I'm gonna say pre-merge. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, you demoted him that much.
That much. Come on. That's the accomplishment you're most proud of.
Hey, Dean, if you want to have a beer and do some arts and crafts, I will totally hang out with you. You pick the place.
Oh man, next.
I'm sorry, that doesn't add up, Colleen.
I see what you did there. All right, next up. Nora Salmon, age 36, hometown London, Bethesda, Maryland. Currently lives in North Potomac, Maryland. I believe, Jack, you are up first here.
Has crossed the Potomac. That's what we need to know. Let's see. Wow. Experience living in many places.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Many jobs, exploring many different people.
Jack on point with those Revolutionary War jokes today.
It's your great, 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 great grandfather jokes. I'm reading her bio here, and she says what's her greatest accomplishment is she's has lots of relationships, lots of jobs, lots of different things. So meaning she can't get along with anybody. Is that what I'm saying?
This is your pick. You can make whatever assumptions you want.
I'm gonna go out because she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke. What does she do? I'm gonna say, final three.
Whoa.
Because I'm getting no vibe from her that she can win, but that's usually who wins. So I'm going with her for the win.
You know.
Plus she lives off the Potomac. I think that's pretty cool.
Really? Like, have you ever been to, anyways.
Yeah, I've been there.
Entrepreneur.
Yeah, the Potomac is beautiful. What are you hating on it
for? I'm not hating. All right, I'm going to say...
I like the name Bethesda.
Me too.
Bethesda's great. There was an Apple store there. A couple friends worked out of there. Anyway, I'm going to say merge. I also kind of... Even though she didn't have a video, I'm digging what I'm reading here.
Maybe there's a reason why some of these people didn't
Plus,
have
I love her hair. Just gorgeous hair. Like, I wish I had hair like that. Just the curly, sun-bleached or whatever, sun-kissed.
I wish you had abs like that.
I wish I had abs like that.
See, I wish for things that are possible. That's never going to be possible for me. So I'm just
when she says she has a drink, she doesn't drink. You can tell.
Yeah, right. there's no bloat there. All right, next up, Vince.
Well, I didn't get to go yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Colleen.
You were serious when you said you thought she was a goner. You just moved right on to the podcast.
She says she's most like Malcolm.
Okay. In the middle.
Yeah, I'll say she.
Her hair is very Malcolm-esque. I'll give her that.
That is true. No, I'll say she makes the merge.
So I went final three. You guys said merge. Yeah. Okay.
I think final three is not a bad pick.
I don't think final three is a bad pick at all.
All right.
And she looks athletic too. So
next up is Vince Maua, or Maua, Maua, I think Maua. I am up first Noah? Here. And I think there was a video with this guy, wasn't there, Colleen?
I do not remember. He does not look familiar to me.
No, maybe not. Anyways.
Oh, yes, the admissions counselor. Yes, there was.
Yes. God, he's not going to win, but I'm going to say.
He's most proud of buying his mom a new and modern refrigerator, Mother's Day 2017.
That's great. I have a wife and kids, so buying my mom something that nice probably wouldn't happen. But.
Oh, stop it. Because his parents couldn't afford one, so don't be a dick. He was being a nice kid, a nice person.
You're right.
And also,
to my own mother, I'm sorry I haven't bought you a refrigerator yet. One day I'll get you a fridge.
His hobbies are singing, photography, thrifting, and hunting for cool/unique cafes.
I'm going to say.
So he's single?
Yeah.
Oh. Hold on. I go thrifting and hunting for. Well, I guess not cafes.
You got lucky. That's all I guess.
Hey. Something that we wouldn't know about him if they only saw the picture. In 2015, after experiencing erratic and frightening out-of-body panic attack-like episodes, his grandmother's shaman master declared that he was and is the next shaman to rise in his family.
Ooh. I'm saying pre-merge. Colleen, you're
fit. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll say merge.
That was a pity.
I'm gonna say pre-merge.
Know what, Colleen? Usually it's just merge. I want to put in pity merge on that one.
Pity merge.
Pity merge.
I have faith in him.
That's great. Pity merge. Jack, you said what? Pre-merge?
Pre-merge. I don't think so.
Also, did you happen to catch the survivor he says he's most like?
Vince?
Yeah, he says he's most like himself.
Who the hell is Vince?
He is Vince.
Oh.
Vince.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Survivor in head. Nobody liked me before.
Oh, Jesus. How long have you prepped that one?
So he's got dad jokes and he's only 27.
Oh, I know.
God. All right. Next up, Lauren Beck, 28. Hometown Bakersfield and Rochester Hills, Michigan. Interesting.
That's quite a commute.
Yeah. Currently lives in Glendale, California. She is a nanny. There was a video of her. She had, a pretty strong, quick one-minute video.
Yeah,
impressed. And Colleen, you get first dibs here.
I'm putting her in my final three.
You mother trucker. Okay.
Oh, she did say that she's most like Troyzan.
Oof.
So that's a little alarming.
That's concerning. Lauren, I think you got great skills. Don't settle so low.
It's not often that somebody says that they do one of the best Britney Spears impressions you've ever seen.
Wow.
And then immediately says that they're hot like Troyzan.
Jack, you're up next.
You do you, boo-boo.
I kind of like the hobbies. Eating an entire bag of hot Cheetos in one sitting while binge-watching true crime shows. Laughing
Who
at my own
love
jokes.
That?
Writing, blogging.
She's like all of us put together into one player.
Yeah, she says she has the gift of gab. Her dad does, I guess her stepdad's. I'm gonna go final three. I don't know.
God dang it. I wanted this person to be final three, and you guys have stolen my thunder.
She sold me on the hot Cheetos. Come on.
I'm still going final three because I think she is
She
final
sold
three.
Me on Troyzan.
Oh, you know what? Whatever. I think I have an original idea, and you guys just freaking steal it.
Mm.
All right, next up here. So final three is across the board there. Oh, here we go. From Colleen's hometown, Tommy
Sheehan.
No.
I'm not from Bayville. I'm from Long Island.
Okay, still. It's not like the same.
No, yeah. Bayville is not anywhere close to where I grew up on Long Island.
Long Beach is Long Island. It's Bayville's Long Island.
Yeah, they're both Long Island, but that's not my hometown.
Here's the thing. All you's Long Islanders
are
the same.
No, that's true. We are all the same.
Like you, it's
He's a Nassau County boy, though. Now.
So weren't you were Suffolk? Born in Nassau?
I was born in Nassau.
So, and you claim, was it? Syosset is like a part of your. So anyway, sorry. He's your people. He sounds like your people.
He sounds like my people, but does it look like my people? His hair doesn't have enough grease or spike.
Well,
in
listen,
it.
It's either you're either Italian,
and
or
he's not
Irish.
Wearing a shirt. He should be wearing a wife beater, but okay.
You're either Italian or Irish on Long Island.
Yeah, but it's all like that black Irish.
I would say he's definitely Irish.
Well, he's Sheehan, yes.
Oh, Sheehan.
That's an Irish name and red hair.
Enthusiasm again.
But he's a fourth grade teacher. Send him to the end, everybody.
You
we
know
need
what,
more
though,
teachers.
I will say this. Like, I dug his vibes. I dug his approach. I'm saying final three. It was a final three for me in terms of he had a video. I even though generally I hate people from Long Island, except my wife sometimes. But I'm going to go with him as a final three pick for me. I think he could win, too.
He does have a killer Disney coffee mug collection.
Yeah, that is something that you could relate to, Jay, if you were to drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee, but I do relate to being a collector. So, Tommy, depending on how the first episodes go, you might be my winner's pick. But right now, you at least got my second final three pick of the preview show. Next up is Jack.
I don't get to pick?
Yeah, no, I'm saying next up is you, Jack.
Oh, okay. I'll go Merge.
Merge.
I'm also going to say Merge.
Wow. Hating your own kind, Colleen.
Well, I did grow up with them.
All right.
JK, we have people that listen to us that are from Long Island.
My love of life is from Long Island. So,
no.
It's like people that say something sexist or something. It's like, I love my wife.
But I have daughters.
I have daughters.
I was a kid once.
Yes. Anyway, all right. Next up here, Karishma Patel. Personal injury lawyer. There's two personal injury lawyers.
This season. I watched her video, and I'm saying she's pre-merged.
You know what's going to happen? Someone's going to get medevaced out, and they're going to both race to put their business card on them.
Personal injury lawyers get a bad rap, and generally it is earned. Jack, you got first pick here. There was a video of her.
She's taken three state bar exams and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Texas, and passed all the first try.
That's not easy.
I've known people that couldn't pass it at all.
Man, all she had to do was wait a couple of years, and she could have taken the UBE. But cool.
Let's see.
That's inside baseball.
I'm saying she's a pre-merge.
I don't even seen that video, Jack, but that's a wise choice. Colleen, you're up next.
I said pre-merge as well. I think that Jeff Probst was expecting her to go out first, to be honest.
Yeah, because in these videos, Jack, you didn't see him, but like Jeff also put in a little comment, and this one I was like, then why did you add her to this season? But okay. I am also saying pre-merge. Prove us wrong, Karishma. Prove
She's afraid
us
of
wrong.
Alligators. Because I know everyone's not afraid of alligators.
Yeah, it's kind of... everyone should have at least a mutual respect or fear of alligators because, you know, could murder you.
I wouldn't go swimming with them, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Next up, we have Aaron, cool tribe tattoo, brah, Meredith.
There's always one token tribe tattoo.
tribal tattoo.
Sorry.
Aaron Meredith. And I believe.
Cassaville?
I believe Colleen's up first here. 36 Uncasville, Connecticut, born or hometown, residence Warwick, Rhode Island, and a gym owner. I couldn't have gathered.
Well, his hobbies are also lifting.
God. Do you even lift, bro? Bro, do you even lift, bro?
No, listen. He once had a kettle corn business.
Oh, yeah.
He drove up the East Coast popping popcorn at fairs. I'm going to say merge. Why not?
Most like Ozzy. I can feel that vibe, brah. So, Colleen, you're saying merge?
Yeah, I think whatever team he's on probably is going to win a lot of challenges and make it pretty far.
Okay. Jack, what do you think?
So he's like Ozzy, so he'll finish no higher than fourth. I'll say merge. He looks to sell kettle corn from you know, place to place. You have to be able to talk to people. So I'm going to give Ozzy Jr. I'm going to say he's a merger.
Well, I think it's wise. Just getting, if he's good at challenges and he kind of keeps his head low or whatever, playing the Ozzy, playing the Joey Amazing. Those people make it to the merge easy and then get booted as quickly as possible. All right. Next up is Molly Byman. Currently living in Durham.
As a law student, so she must go to Duke or UNC or NCC.
If it's Durham's, it's
probably Duke.
Right? Well, there's three law schools in Well, there's two law schools in Durham, and then you have UNC Chapel Hill, and then you have
NC State. I work in Durham mostly, and
you have NC Central's law school and Duke's law school. I'm just saying she can go to either one.
You're going to Central or Duke, but anyway, from Durham's are so as a North Carolina podcast, you know, woot woot for the NC
home team.
But Jack, you got first pick here.
Hey, remember last year's local resident, and it was that kid that didn't stay on either
season. Not only did he get voted out, he quit.
Yeah, Keith.
He quit.
Well, he was on the island for he quit the second time, so I think he knew he wasn't going to win whatever challenge.
He quit.
Jack. I think it's fair to like bash quitters, but. He had already been voted out, and he went to the first, halfway through to try and get back in and lost handedly. So I think it was fair for him to walk away. Right. He wasn't going to win.
Plus, Wendy was leaving. Why wouldn't he want to go hang out with Wendy?
You convinced me he quit. He didn't want to hang around Reem. Let's see. I'm going to say she's my third final three.
Okay.
She
I don't know why.
She's a teacher as well.
That didn't really make
sense. I am up. Next, she was a final three pick for me. She had a little video thing there. I really dug her approach, really liked her social skills. So Molly is a final three for me as well.
Oh, man,
Molly.
That sucks because I kind of wanted to use her as a final three as well, but we can't all have the same final threes.
I know, but I think that's my last final.
Well, since that was my last one, I was first, so you'll have to change.
I still have one final three after this, so. Colleen, what are you picking? You can do final three too. It just means we'll all get the same point if she does make it or not.
I'll do merge.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna write myself into a freaking hole here where I end up with like whatever.
With
Ryan
garbage,
again.
Straight garbage.
I think I liked Molly because she's a hometown girl. I thought that. Well, she's not really, but Colleen, she goes to school here. I know, right? I'm like,
I got a winner for you coming up here.
All right.
Tom Laidlaw, age 60. Now here's the thing.
What?
For those that have not seen Jack's Survivor audition tapes, they were, when did we do those, Jack? 17 years ago? Like the best of them?
He's Canadian.
At least 17 years ago, yeah.
And one of his pitches, like, so Jack had this pitch on why. Why should he be chosen to go on Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
One of the lines that was always there in those early days were, I'm in better shape than people half my age.
I was.
At the time, yes.
Because, you know, who was filming me? You. And I would just look at you and go, I'm in better shape than him.
Which was a fair observation. But I'm looking at Tom here at 60. He's a bald man, but he looks like he's in good shape. He's in better shape than...
I'm thinking he's had some work done because a former NHL player, he had those can't be his real teeth.
It's a good smile.
Because he probably played when there was no helmets either.
60, maybe. Maybe.
Because
that would be 80s. That would have been probably 80s, right? If he's 60 now.
Remember, it was an option for the veterans didn't have to wear the helmets. It wasn't mandatory. They didn't start making it mandatory until a certain time.
Okay.
So, and plus you don't wear a cage.
True. All right. Well, okay. It's fair to assume those aren't his real teeth.
He currently lives in Greenwich, Connecticut. That's a very nice area.
Very nice. So he made some money in the industry.
That's pretty good at it. But I looked like that when I was in my 40s.
Maybe. But he has just bigger bulk than you ever had. You're kind of a small guy, generally.
Small guy. Well, I didn't play in the NHL. Did I?
All right. Well, I have the first pick here. I'm saying merge. I think like he has this kind of fatherly thing. Gets him to the merge, maybe even final four, but he's not a final three for me. Colleen, what do you got?
What did you say, Jay? I'm sorry. Did you say merge? I'll say pre-merge.
Like, these are the kind of people that like, do really well, but then have like intestinal issues. Like,
hey, you leave Agent Joe alone.
Jack, where are you landing?
I'm going to say
secret Agent Joe.
I'm going to say he's the first person that gets disqualified. I think he gets upset, drops his gloves, and punches somebody.
Ooh.
So I think he's an NHL player. So I'm going to say he's – and I'm just kidding. NHL players are probably the coolest professional athletes out there. They really are down-to-earth people.
They are, honestly, yeah.
Except a former owner that I used to know. But let's see. I'm going to say pre-merge.
Pre-merge, Colin, did you say pre-merge? Did I get that
right? I did.
Okay. Next up, Missy Bird from Decatur, Georgia, age 24. I'm not recalling if we had a video of her or not. I feel like maybe we did. But
we did have a video of her. She's the veteran that had cancer that she cured with pills.
Yes. Yeah, cured with vitamins. Vitamins.
She was cured of cancer from vitamins?
Yeah.
Well, that's what her video said. Like I wanted to know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I feel like we wanted to ask more questions there, but kudos for overcoming that. Colleen, you are up first.
Oh, she's totally making it to the merge, I think.
Okay. Jack, what do you got?
I got to go because I hear she rather enjoys a cup of hot tea. I'm going to say pre-merge since I don't like tea.
Tea is fantastic. You don't know what you're missing.
I don't like tea.
I don't like coffee, but I love tea. Let's see here. I'm gonna say merge. Like, or you know what, Missy?
You're gonna make her your last final three?
My last final three. I got a good vibe from her in the video. She's a fighter. Being an Air Force veteran, you know, I support our veterans, unlike Colleen and Jack.
What are you talking about?
I support all veterans that don't drink tea.
So I'm going to give final three to Missy Bird. I'm rooting for you, Missy.
Well, that's probably what makes her give her the power to go on and compete.
It's not that she overcame cancer. No, it's my endorsement that's for something she's already done.
So
next up,
I'm pretty sure that our children have the same shorts as Jack does in this next picture.
Well, Jack, you get first pick on Jack Nitsch.
Well, I see his accomplishment is winning the national championship for his club soccer team. So I guess he beat Harvard. I'm kidding.
CrossFit, and just like somebody that went to Harvard, how do you know somebody does CrossFit? They'll tell you 27 times in one conversation. And does so
he's
here in his hobbies.
He's perceived as lazy, laid back, long haired, dirty guy. In reality, I'm quite intellectual, national level. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'll give him a merge.
Okay, merge. I'm up next. It was a good personality, but I'm gonna give a pre-merge here because he did have a video on the Survivor Twitter feed. But I wasn't digging the vibes. But I just don't know if he has. I don't know if he has the legs to keep to go as far as he needs to go. Colleen, what do you think here?
I say pre-merge as well.
He's a soccer player.
Good for them.
I mean, you said doesn't have the legs. I mean, he's got to have.
All right. You said merge, Colleen?
I said pre-merge.
Pre-merge. Okay. Next up is Elaine Stott. We had a video of this on the Twitter feed.
This lady has some personality.
She does have personality.
I could see her also driving everybody crazy and getting kicked off first.
Well, it's my pick first, so thank you for giving my talking points here. But I do think she could be a fan favorite of the Ream variety, very unique person. But I agree. I feel like it's going to maybe rub people the wrong way and get her booted very quickly. So I'm going to say pre-merge. Or she could go along. We'll see. Colleen, what's your pick here?
Well, I'm running out, so I need to make her one of my final three.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say pre-merge for her, Jay?
I did.
Why not?
Go for it. Yay, listen. You do you, boo-boo. Jack, what do you got?
Well, I did notice that she says she's most like Rupert, so I'm going to say, I'm going to be voted out first!
You want to wager any points on that, saying she's going to go first?
She's the first one out.
So do you want to wager any extra tallies for that?
If you guys want to bet me.
I'm not betting you. You're waging against yourself, so you can be negative.
No, I'm not going to wager against myself. I'll bet someone three tallies that she's first up.
I'm not. Three tallies?
No, she's not first out. One of the personal injury lawyers are going to be first out.
I will take you on that wager of three tallies.
I changed my mind. I backed out.
Oh, God damn it, Colleen. I had him.
What? He's a big boy. He can make his own decisions. He doesn't need to be influenced by me.
She's definitely, I think with her personality, I think she's going to be one of those people that rub people the wrong way. But she could be on a team. You never know. She could be on a good team that doesn't get, you know.
I will wager you.
I think you guys should take this wager.
I will wager you five tally points.
Make the bet.
She
make
doesn't
the bet.
Get voted
make
out
the
first.
Bet. Make
no,
the
I
bet.
I changed my mind. I cowered out.
All right.
You don't want to start in the hole with five minus
okay,
five.
Okay, how about one? How about one?
I'll go one.
One? Okay.
I'll go one.
Side wager. First side wager of the night.
Was that pretty much all the points you had last year?
Pretty much. What do I got to lose? But I will wager one tally that she is not the first to go. Jack is wagering one that she will be. So that means if she is the first to go, I will be negative one tallies to Jack's positive one until, you know, at such case, I get the positive if I do. So there you go. Next up, Jason Linden, the second personal injury lawyer from New York, no less. Colleen, another one of your people. What do you think? You're up first.
Pre-merge. No, I think I'll make the merge. Okay. He is a mixture of Fishback, Adam Klein, and Cochran 2.0, and Rob Cicinino, and weirdly, a little Tony Vlachos.
Okay. Jack, you're up.
I can't wait to wait. This guy must be a really big pain in the ass when he's ordering things in restaurants.
He'll sue you if you don't get it right. I'm going to say he makes the merge.
Okay. I am going to say merge as well. Like there's a chance pre-merge. Chance first out. But I think if he can settle in quickly, I think easy merge, even like final four opportunity. But I think I've used up all my final threes. So that's the way it's going to land. All right, next up, Elizabeth Beasel, 26, from Saunderstown, Rhode Island, currently living in Saunderstown, Rhode Island. But anyways, let's see who's up first. Jack, you are up first here.
Well, it says here her accomplishment she's most proud of is becoming the youngest member of the United States Olympic team in 2008 at 15 years old. Okay, she's hobbies are surfing, violin, and wakeboarding. Are those surf? Those aren't Olympic sports, are they?
Yeah, and generally young. I mean, that's like figure skating, gymnastics, right? Where you have like really
yeah,
young, or younger's better.
Maybe tennis. Is tennis an Olympic sport?
I don't know. I don't know, but Jack, you're up first here. You got to pick.
I don't know. I'm throwing the challenge flag on the Olympic thing. I just don't.
Ooh.
I just don't.
Elizabeth, feel free to write in.
Survivor I'm sure she JJC has. I'll look it up after this. But I'm going to say pre-merge.
Yeah, why would she lie about something that's so easily verifiable?
That's true.
Have you seen Debbie on the show?
Okay, well, that's a good point.
I'm going to say merge. Like, I feel like she's going to be valuable in the challenges if she's an athlete. So,
no, I'm saying she probably was an Olympic medalist.
No, listen,
I mean,
Jack,
but
you
I
get it. You don't
sport.
Like her. You don't like Elizabeth. I do.
I can't figure out what sport.
Colleen, you're up here.
I'm going to make her my last final three.
Whoa.
I know I've got to be running out.
She's too tall for gymnastics.
Well, actually, is that your last?
Oh, I know. I know what she was on.
What?
She was a swimmer.
Okay.
All right, Jamal Shipman, I'm up first here. I don't recall if he had a video or not.
Well, it's not really an athlete, if a swimmer, right?
Are you kidding me? You have to be a good athlete to be a swimmer.
College administrator, most right to Jeremy. I don't think was there a video?
I don't remember a video.
I'm just getting a vibe from him. I'm saying at least merge. I don't know. I feel like he's a good player here. Colleen, you're up.
Let me glance down at my list because I've been doing this. I have a lot of merges, so I think I need to make him a pre-merge.
All right, Jack.
Says his hobby is losing his fantasy football. I think that's a merge.
Okay. Do you identify with him?
Exactly.
Kindred spirits.
I'm on my third year of not playing fantasy football.
You know, I kept going for a few years. This is the first year of not doing fantasy football. Even though I kept playing, even though the NFL is dead to me. But anyhow. All right. Next up here, Janet Carbon. Colleen, you're up first.
Pre-merge.
We might have a sweep here.
Do you have any explanation why?
You ageist.
There is absolutely no explanation why.
Okay.
She's a good swimmer, though. She's an athlete. She's chief lifeguard.
Sure. Jack, your pick.
She has saved many lives.
I thought it was chef lifeguard, but anyway. Let's see. So she's better than Boone. Let's see. Saved many lives. I'm going to say, yeah, pre-merge.
She's actually reading through her thing. She looks kind of cool. She seems kind of cool.
She probably is. And we're
we
just,
shouldn't I, judge the book I, by her cover.
Nobody is judging any books by any covers.
I went because she's older than me. She's out.
I was thinking pre-merge as well. But mainly because Colleen and Jack did it, I would have picked you higher. But I'm just going with the flow here. I'm following. All right, next up, Dan Spilo, talent manager from Hollyweird. I think, Jack, you are up first. There was a video for this individual, so I think Colleen and I have a bit more context.
He cried during Finding Nemo?
I did.
Well, that doesn't say anything. Yes. Cried during Finding Nemo.
All right, Jack, your pick. What do you got?
I'll go merge.
This is our last one.
Okay, I'll go merge.
Okay, I'm up next. I'm going to say merge as well, like also potential final three person. I dug the vibe. The people from Hollywood have done really well on the show. They've never, Cochran was kind of, he did it more post, but I feel like they have a sense of how to play the game. So I think absolutely merge in, again, potential final.
Because Hollywood's a game.
Hollywood is a game, and you got to be able to play the political angle very well, which is very important in this game. Colleen, you are the last pick here.
Well, this is tough because I was going to say merge, but you guys have merge, so now I feel like I have to say pre-merge just so I can differentiate a little bit, so I'll go with pre-merge.
Pre-merge. So the tribes, we've got the Lyro tribe. Then we've got, let's see here, we've got the Vokai. And so that's just two tribes. And then we have Sandra.
Tell us what's a three, right?
We don't know. Like, maybe it'll go two, then three, then two, then merge.
Wouldn't it be fun if, like, they came out and did, like, a schoolyard pick, but they did it, you know, with Rob and Sandra? Like,
oh, like they pick their teams or something?
Yeah,
like that?
But, like, they did it like The Voice, where they couldn't see them.
That's kind of cool.
They're not, though. That's not how it works.
I know,
but still.
I don't know. I think that's a neat idea.
How do they decide who gets to go meet with the...
It's like an exile island kind of thing. So whoever gets sent to the giant head statues, and then they like saunter out, and they're like, "Here we are."
So you got to sit with Rob for like, "This is how I won." Like, for the love of God, I'm never gonna lose another competition again. I don't want to come back.
Tell me some Philip Shepherd stories.
Hey, didn't you write a book on how to win Survivor?
I wrote a book on it. That's a lot of his videos. Like, I wrote a book on it. I was like, did anybody buy the book, though? I'm sorry.
Just give me your book so I can go to sleep.
I think they gave free copies away to the studio audience, remember?
Anyway, all right. Well, that wraps up our pre-merge picks. We'll see how it plays out. Only one side wager, and that's going to play out on our first full episode, post-episode of the podcast. And that was Jack wagering one tally point that Elaine Stott is going to be first to go home.
And if she happens to be listening, I hope I lose.
next week we'll record after the episode airs on Wednesday. So
yes.
It usually goes up Wednesday night. So for our East Coast people, if you want to call in right away, feel free. Our number is 385-309-0311.
Call in time.
Give us an email, survivorjjc@gmail.com. Colleen manages that flow, and she usually has her little iPad ready to go. Also, last season was the special for our Patreon subscribers that give $5 or more a month, got the exclusive podcast between Colleen and Bun Patty Bun himself, Zach Glatfelter. The challenge.
Yes,
cast.
If you would like to hear what a 5-year-old has to say about
challenges,
the challenges.
Check it out. It was a lot of fun. It was a fan favorite last was it spring season of the Jane Jack Network, I think it will be a favorite again this year. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, become a patron.
Become a patron today. $5 or more a month gets you access to all of the exclusive shows that our podcasts do. And this the challenge cast with Colleen and Zach will be the special
best podcast on the network.
That is Jack's proclamation, and there's no bias as a papa in that at all.
No.
So tonight, Alex, he kept looking at
Alex is our younger son,
our youngest, and he's a papa,
Gigi,
papa.
I like how he says no. Like I said, you want to punch in the nose? No.
No. No.
Do you want this? No.
He's very goofy, Alex.
He's a goofy kid, like his father.
Like, he's really goofy. It's really funny.
All right. That'll do it for this week's show. Excited to be back. You know, for Colleen and Jack, you guys kept podcasting this summer. I took the summer off. So I hope my rust did not rub off on you all.
That's what she said.
But excited to be back talking about Survivor. And for the rest of the network, I know Dancing with the Stars is back with Jack and Cindy.
Yes.
And broadcast.
Some terrible dancers. Can I just say that? That's why I said it. I go, man. I go, they just really. Because usually sometimes they have the. Like three or four people go, all right, they've had dancing experience. No, they got some bad dancers.
Broadcast and Ramblecast have gone strong, but they're continuing to go strong. And I think, is it next week, Colleen, the Handmaid's Tale?
It will be out tomorrow, September 20th. All about season three of The Handmaid's Tale. Season three is a lot better than season two.
Well, season two was just, I couldn't, it just was, I think we got through four.
It is so depressing.
So depressing. I go, God, I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah. No, agreed. I had the exact same problem.
My life sucks enough. I don't need help.
Yeah, right. check that out for what the broads thought about that. Jack, any special Ramblecast episodes or anything?
We're going to do another, because since we went like a month without, I think we went like 2 months without doing a live one. We're going to do another live one, I think, not this week, but the following week.
Nice.
So we're trying to catch up on our live ones since we kind of ripped people off there for a while.
And well, don't say that.
It wasn't our fault. It was Google Hangouts. But Colleen found another system that works, and so that's what we're using now. So.
I was thankful I was, again, taking the summer off while all that went down. But glad that was figured out now. Outside of the Jay and Jack Network and the Patreon and all that kind of stuff, Jack's kind of solo project, Crazy Hank TV, has been doing the Lost rewatch. And Jack, this week you had your first like cast member on the show.
Andre Gabriel from played Nadia. And Joe, what's her name?
Joe Garfine.
Yeah, whatever she is. It got off topic a few times.
Oh well, there you go.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it's going to be a must watch for a Lost fan. But the intro music was off topic as well. I don't know about that. So if you can get past that, it's going to be great.
The reason I picked the banjo music, because people ask why the banjo music, I said because it was a fun podcast and vidcast. So. One of my heroes once said, "You can never play a sad song on a banjo."
That's true. That's true.
So that's what it did.
But definitely check that out, Jack. Where's what's the link to your YouTube page?
Crazy Hank TV. Just go search it on YouTube. You'll find it, or you just go on follow me on Facebook. It's there, or Twitter.
Perfect. If I could make a suggestion, you need like Crazy Hank TV or something.com or something.
Well, that's probably a good idea. Actually, I own the domain now.
So yeah, so there you go.
Own the domain. Thank you.
Not to, you know, tell you how to run your business, but maybe it's a good idea.
I was thinking about that the other day. I said, oh, wait, I do own the domain because I had to do that to sign up for the other thing. So
there you go, folks. Maybe that'll be there next time we're on the show. Anyway.
And people keep asking when Jay's going to be on. I said he has an open invitation.
Yeah, one day I will. I don't know what day that'll be. But listen, you're doing – it's like six years of stuff, so I got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
He's waiting for Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yeah, that's like – that's my jam right there.
Your mom keeps going, are you going to be able – are you going to be getting on enough guest hosts? I go, sure.
We'll figure it out.
Figured out. What the heck? I mean, who doesn't want to do a Lost rewatch?
Listen, again, I'm thankful that you're doing it and not me. So, but definitely for the Lost fans, enjoy it. Check it out.
Can I just say that I hate to keep interrupting, but one of the biggest things I got from when I first announced it, are you going to finish it this time?
Listen, the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, whenever Lost comes back, you better believe it'll be back.
Exactly.
But until then, you know, Jack, go ahead. Go for it, brah. Enjoy.
We finished our first rewatch.
We did. It was a retrospective. It's not a rewatch, what we did in the Lost podcast. But anyway, I don't want to languish.
Yeah, let's get out of here. It's late, and I still got to finish The Handmaid's Tale editing.
Ooh, have fun with that, Colleen.
Thanks.
I gotta go crafting.
Yeah, that's true. I want to make sure I have time to finish scrapbooking once I'm done with that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We'll see you all next week for the new season of Survivor. Oh, I did. Colin, you're rushing me. Watchmen. There were a lot of requests. Are we doing a Watchmen show? Because this is a Damon Lindelof show.
It's almost like mandatory. Will
Jay and Jack do a podcast? We are doing a podcast. We will and have announcements soon. And we will have our co-host for that announced as well. Jacob is working on artwork as we speak. So be on the lookout. Follow our Twitters and our Facebooks and whatnot.
I like Ethan's artwork.
Yeah, right. But be on the lookout for that. JayandJack.com/Facebook. Twitter.com/JayandJack. Follow us on, I guess, Jay and Jack Show. That's another. We have Jay and Jack Show as well. We have one in the tank with Ryan and Jen, and we got to finish out this season as well. So anyways, a lot of stuff coming for our network. Become a patron. You get exclusive shows, and we'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.